get there. There's 1 minute to spare.
Flow tracks?
Flow tracks.
Oh, we are done. That's a 1934 Utonian. The year my father graduated with a master's degree in chemistry from Utah.
That's awesome.
He went off to Purdue and got his doctorate in chemistry.
My brother's a professor at Purdue.
This was the yearbook for the University of Utah. I mean, there are high school yearbooks this big now, so. It says Utonian. They don't publish this book anymore.
Oh.
That is really awesome. That is so cool.
I love the medallion.
Yeah, it's a printed, you know, it's embossed and all that. My brother bought this from the University of Utah Library for $2.
Really?
1970, because they were getting rid of them.
Yeah.
They were encumbered with books that nobody, aren't really that important, so come get them. We can put all this on microfiche and so forth.
Anybody can see them. So you got your desk marked here?
Yeah, my father's picture's in there. Guess we ought to get, oh.
Where's Robinson Drive?
Yeah, we can get underway. The clock is a little fast.
So it's that weird industrial area.
Everyone but Lisa.
Yeah.
And have you looked in the?
What time do you have?
I've got.
6:29. I guess we can get started. We'll do it.
On the dot?
Yeah.
What kind of diversity it has for industrial guys?
I mean, even more.
If we could move to a vote in 5 minutes.
Because I know that trips.
We'd be done.
We need to get a stick and move.
So I haven't looked at it from an industrial perspective.
Let's begin our meeting. I think it's time. That clock shows we're late, actually, but. All right.
Oh, but it doesn't mean that in 2 weeks there isn't questions.
I have an announcement. I have another place where I need to be later on this evening. It's an awards presentation up at the University of Utah. That's kind of why I'm a little, you know, wearing a tie. So, but we only have two items of business here, and if we can get through these quickly enough, it should be just great. Should be fine. So, if this bogs down, I'm going to leave it in your hands, Kim.
All right, I can do that.
I'll have to take off, you know, sometime.
I can manage.
Let's hope that it doesn't. All right, public comments. I believe it's Tom, right? Tom had to. Yeah, please come up to the microphone. Tell us who you are and where you live, and briefly give us, tell us what you want to say. Normally, we don't take comments on business considered in the business or that are on the agenda, but
we like you.
Yeah,
appreciate you making an exception.
We are making an exception, so go ahead.
My name's Tom Durant. I live in Bountiful. I'm building on Parkway Drive, 834 Parkway Drive. It's just to the side of the Granite property. And a couple days ago, I received a certified letter from Chris's attorney, and correspondence with Wilford Sky Properties. Years ago, there was an encroachment upon Granite's property by Sky Properties. I didn't know about it. When I bought the property, it was not disclosed to me. Recently, Chris brought it to my attention that there was an encroachment and there was a settlement agreement between Sky Properties and Granite.
And Tom, you own that the piece of property that's encroaching.
I own two of the lots.
Oh, yeah, two of the lots.
1319 and 1320.
Okay.
And then there's two other lots that are affected by this, and they couldn't be here. And so when I bought the properties, the elevation was really nice and high, and then the encroachment is a slope down onto Granite's property. And I've brought a copy of that settlement agreement in the letter that Chris's attorney sent to me. Now, Chris is seeking money from me for that encroachment, which I had nothing to do with, and I bought the property already good to go. Wilford here representing Sky Properties agrees that there shouldn't be anything to do with me. But this agreement that they had between each other, neither party signed it. There was money exchanged, $6,500. I've been given the agreement. I read it. I can see some understanding from both sides, but it is an ambiguous document. at one point, and Chris has been very easy to communicate and very available, and so has Wilford. But at one point, he did tell me that he would bulldoze the property line down to grade and undermine my lots, sheer cliff, and let it tumble if he didn't get the agreement that he needs from either me or Sky Properties. I asked him today if he said that out of emotion or anger, frustration, or whatever. The tone was brought down, but he said that's not something he's going to take off the table. He still feels that's a tool he's going to leave as an option to undermine the neighbors if need be. That said, he feels, or told me that he felt everything can be worked out. Sky Property feels everything can be worked out. I hope everything can be worked out. I would just like to see a continuance or a delay in a mining permit until this is worked out. I don't think it appropriate to use mining equipment as a threat to established property take away stabilization. And there's enough complexities to it. We just need a little time. I know that Chris's attorney and Sky Properties attorneys are meeting tomorrow. Maybe it can be a matter of a one-day delay. I support their cause. I like Chris and Wilford. They have been easy to communicate with, and I don't think there's any single person or entity to blame. It's just kind of a very confusing and ambiguous situation that has been taking place for years. And I think it'd be prudent to delay mining in that area until the hill is stabilized. Right now it's steeper than 2-to-1. Let's just take a break, let that get settled, and then have a go forward from there. That's my wish, and wanted to make those comments. And I have the documents of the settlement agreement that they signed with each other, and the letter that I was recently served.
Okay, can you, if you wouldn't mind, are the copies of your documents already in the hands of city people?
No, they're right here.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind leaving them so that we can put them in, they would be in the minutes of the meeting.
Okay, who should I give them to?
To Andrea.
Oh, I was going to say Allie. Good.
Do you have a copy for yourself, or is that your original?
Left copies at home for myself.
Okay, so you. Good. It's not your original. I'm kidding.
Can I come around and give these to you?
Okay. All right, I think, welcome, Lisa. I think let's move on to our second item, because that's what Tom's comments pertain to. Yeah.
Thank you for making us aware of that.
Yeah.
Thank you for hearing me, and you're welcome.
All right.
Made three copies, if you want.
Allie?
I think we can make this, we can probably make this, well, I'll introduce it. Consideration of a conditional use permit for sand and gravel quarrying for Granite Construction, which is located directly south of the Granite Ridge development. And we have Chris.
There's the three copies.
Fallhaber. How do you pronounce it? Fallhaber. Okay. Fallhaber. All right. So, Allie, go ahead and introduce this once again.
Okay.
Tell us what's new.
Okay.
And,
I'll fly through as fast as I can.
Okay.
So, you all should recall from the last meeting, this is the area for the conditional use permit for sand and gravel quarrying for Granite Construction. We went through the code last time that said what you do have the right to regulate, what conditions you do have the right to impose. And then, so this was the original 1997 approval, as we mentioned last time. This is the Granite Ridge subdivision, which was approved by the council. And this is the current application for mining. So in the last meeting, to address kind of the concerns that you had in the last meeting, I identified those, and correct me if my memory fails me, but you were concerned, you seemed to be concerned about the safety of the Granite Ridge Road system that's adjacent to the property. So here on this, the north property line of the granite construction piece, where the road comes through, you were concerned about the safety of that road system adjacent to the mine. You were also concerned about the timeline for the removal of the materials, and also about the legalities of Lakeview Rock Products entitlement, which is just directly to the west of this property. So to address those concerns, I've addressed all of them to the best of my ability in the conditions of approval that I've proposed. You can see in blue underline is what's been added, and red strike through is what has been removed. And I'll fly through this. So the recommended conditions that we have, the first condition is the same as we had last time, just that the 4,900 foot elevation bench be permanently reclaimed, and then the remainder of that bench be permanently reclaimed with the second phase instead of the first phase. The second condition is a new one, and this was based off of your comments from the last meeting about wanting a berm and a fence in the north buffer zone. And so this would have the fence closer to the, let's see, to the Granite Ridge subdivision. So then it wouldn't create, we were concerned about kind of a ramp effect of the berm going over the fence. So this would make it closer to the berm is closer to the mining activity than the fence. And then it also has that once the berm is removed to be used as topsoil with the reclamation plan, that permanent vegetation will need to be put in that buffer zone to control the dust.
You don't have dust problems in Utah?
I've never seen anything like that.
The next condition is the same as it was before. And that one was regarding just proof of compliance with that their mining permit with the state is the same as the mining permit with the city, and that the bond be held by both the state and the city. The fourth one's the same as well. And then the fifth one and the sixth one, those were by the recommendation, or they were approved by the city attorney. And these are an attempt to address your concerns about the Lakeview Rock Products entitlement. So condition number five, is regarding and I'm sorry, I have it listed as condition number six in my staff report, but condition number five has been added to place a lapse provision on the approval. So that would void the conditional use approval if the proper reporting requirements aren't met by Granite Construction. Those requirements are in the code that an annual site investigation be requested and an annual report of mining activities be conducted by a certain date of each year. And then we put the provision that if the site investigation is not requested and an annual report is not submitted by that date 2 years in a row, then the approval is deemed as lapsed. And I just put the date, today's approval date, as the yearly date, assuming that you approve it today.
Ask a question, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
The site investigation is not requested. So the request comes from the owner of the mining operation that the site be investigated.
Right.
But they simply have to make a request the way this is worded.
The site investigation is conducted by the city's public works department.
Uh-huh.
So they need to schedule, you know, have us schedule an inspection to go out and make sure that they're in compliance with their reclamation plan.
Uh-huh.
And then the annual report is submitted by them to the city saying what mining activity they've done that year.
Okay. I think maybe what I'm concerned about is we want to show that not only was the site investigation requested because it's their prompt to the city, but that it also be done.
Okay.
So we
it's up to the city to do it.
Yeah.
So That's not Chris's responsibility to make sure that the city comes and investigates his property.
But
that's
pursuant to code, we're making reference to code,
mm-hmm.
and the code is that we will investigate. The city will then do the site investigation.
Okay, it's implied then.
You don't think you need it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like it's that's if we're not doing that as a city, we're, you know,
we're in worse trouble.
Yeah, we're in trouble. Right. So we should be carrying out our own duties.
Okay. So then, so I think I was finished explaining that one, if I remember right. So number six really addresses that Lakeview Rock Products entitlement, and it says this approval only applies to the subject property, Davis County serial number 01120033, which is the granite construction piece that we've been referring to. And it does not authorize or entitle any mining or sand and gravel quarrying on any adjacent properties not included in the subject application. So that condition was approved by our city attorney. He liked that language, was okay with it. And so hopefully that addressed your concerns. I know you guys were concerned about, you didn't want any implications that we were approving the Lakeview Rock Products mining by approving this application. So hopefully that settles that one.
Makes it separate. It does make it separate.
Yeah. So in regards of the Granite Ridge Road system that you were concerned about, the road barriers would be designed and approved with the final plat and construction drawings for Granite Ridge Subdivision Phase 3. So really the only thing that you guys have requested and that we have the ability to impose on this application was that 6-foot berm and the 6-foot chain link fence buffering from that granite construction piece. And then as far as the timeline for the removal of materials, it's still unknown how long it will take to remove all the material. It's estimated that the first phase, including two benches on the granite construction site, will take approximately 4 years to complete. And it's also estimated that the remainder of the project, which is referred to as phase two in the application, will take approximately 50 years, give or take. It's based entirely on the market and the demand for such materials, so we just have no way of knowing how long it will occur. And the Planning Commission, unfortunately, doesn't have the authority under the code to place a sunset on the approval. But as I mentioned in my staff report, the City Council has required with the development agreement for Granite Ridge that the mining closest to the Granite Ridge subdivision be completed with the first phase of the mining, which will be approximately 4 years. So that we do have the ability to regulate, but other than that, we don't really have anything to enforce on the timeline. So the DRC is recommending all those amended conditions that we put in the staff report.
Okay. Comments or questions?
I had a question. With regards to the citizens' comments at the beginning, is the issue that they have to have 100 feet buffer from the property line, and is the property line itself not determined or not finalized? So we know where that 100-foot buffer will start, or what's the issue? You want to respond, Chris?
So the issue is that we're.
Chris,
can you go back to a site map?
Chris, can you identify yourself for our records?
Chris Folliber with Granite Construction. So, yeah, that one. Thanks, Ken. And I want to thank Allie and Ken for getting that meeting set up with the city attorney so quickly to get to this resolution. But as it angles up, as it going north and it kind of comes out into that point, there was an encroachment by Sky Properties in the latter part of 2011 to where some of the adjacent home builders decided that when they dug out their basements, they were just going to build up these lots, and they didn't stake out the property line. So what happened was they came onto Granite's property, and they've since built up about 15 to 20 feet worth of fill material on our property, on our side of the property line. So what we're concerned with being a landowner is that we've now had property taken from us without approval or authority given to those that took it. So the comments that were said to Tom, and I appreciate him coming here and saying that we have been working this through, is that Granite is just willing to protect its rights as a landowner. And in doing so, we're willing to follow through on the agreement that was in place between Sky Properties and Granite Construction, and that was the removal of the encroachment material onto our property. Since that time, the adjacent home builder in lot 1321 has also encroached on Granite's property. So it wasn't the existing, only the existing encroachment that took place. Additional encroachment took place afterwards. So what we have been talking with between Sky Properties and Tom Durant was a slope easement to where they could then build up their lots and extend their backyards into something more buildable to than what they have today while maintaining in our buffer area, not extending property boundary into closer to our mining operations.
So the property line isn't in dispute. We know where the property line is. That's not what's in dispute. It's this earthen material that's built up their lot that's now on your side of the property.
Correct. So,
but
Tom,
that's all within that 100-foot buffer zone.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So you're not going to do anything there anyway.
Right. So that's why we're negotiating a slope easement, so that if we can then grant them the use of our land, we essentially lose the use of that land, and then for a fee for them to build up their lots.
But you're not using that land anyway. I mean, it's in this buffer zone.
Correct, but that wasn't always the case.
True, but it is their land.
I agree, it's their land. I just want to make sure I understand.
Yep.
We have this 100-foot buffer zone. You're planting trees in it. We're getting water access so you can plant these trees, and that's the area that's in question.
Correct.
Okay.
We just don't want to minimize the fact that it's their property.
Yeah. How this affects us is that their backyard, Tom's backyard, or this land is now, people are going to want to use the buffer zone.
Can you come up?
Okay. All right. So then.
And that's fine, but there's already material on our side of the property. And that's where we said we would then go back in and remove the material that has been unauthorized on our site.
Okay. So
essentially, they built a retaining wall without building a retaining wall.
Correct.
So Tom, you made a comment earlier that you felt the stability of the soil would be weakened. Can you re-elaborate on that?
Talked about undermining.
The undermining, you're saying that your property would be undermined if the fill that was added to your property and Granite's property was removed? Is that a summation?
That is correct. I don't want to escalate things. I think we're in a position where we're getting close to making something work.
Okay.
And I'm just asking for a few days to get to this, maybe a continuance.
Sure.
But what's in question is the lot's nice and flat. The slope is on Chris's property.
Okay.
If he removes that and cuts that to the property line to a sheer cliff,
okay,
it won't meet city code, which requires a 2-to-1 slope
right.
Maintaining. So my yard will crumble away.
And we've seen that, and we don't want that.
Yard will crumble away.
Okay.
Chris doesn't want that. I don't want that. Sky Properties doesn't want that. But there is not a resolution at this point. There are attorneys going back and forth, and homeowners caught in the middle of something that was not disclosed to them, and we don't have the resources to deal with it. And you know, we just want a little time to.
But I don't think that Chris is mining in that 100-foot buffer to your property line.
That's correct. There is a 100-foot buffer.
Okay.
But Chris has said.
Okay.
If we don't want to play hardball, but if we have to. We'll carve down the property line, which he feels according to the contract, he's given the right to remediate.
Okay.
In his mind, that means remove all the encroached soil that is in that 100-foot space.
Okay.
That's a concern.
That's a concern for the right. Now, how does.
And all you're asking is that we don't vote tonight until you've resolved or we put a motion in.
Resolution, and their attorneys are meeting tomorrow.
Sure. Okay.
And I think all parties are on board to make
a resolution.
A resolution.
That all three of you are going to be happy with, it sounds like.
Hope, and I okay. think everyone hopes that, too.
Great.
Okay. Great.
Chris, let's eat some ice cream, and I'll be happy.
Ken, why don't you talk? And then Chris looks like he has something he wants to say, and Wilford doesn't.
Just being available.
I kind of listened back and forth, and I thought right now would be a good time for me to give the Planning Commission some, you know, my opinion about the request from Tom. The under state law, Granite Construction has made an application to the city. They're entitled to a quick, and that's subjective, I know, processing of their application. I believe that the Planning Commission has had, unless you have concerns about our proposed resolutions to your concerns from the previous meeting, if you're ready to approve this with the conditions, with the six conditions that we've outlined, I believe that this issue should not delay your approval of the conditional use permit. And I say that for a few reasons. Number one, approval of the conditional use permit is not going to mean that Granite is out near this home or these properties anytime soon to do excavation and mining. So I think as I understand the request, which is they want to have no mining or extraction of material near their home, I don't think there's a danger that we're going to have that happen if you approve the conditional use application. Secondly, I think all parties are well-meaning, and I've talked to Chris and our staff talked to Tom earlier today in the office, and I do think that that everyone involved wants to resolve the problem. But I would just suggest to you also, this is not a city problem; it's a civil problem between private property owners. There is a minor question about what has happened in an area that we would call the 100-foot buffer, but I think at this point in time, I haven't seen anything that would cause me concern about something happening in the buffer that decreases the safety for the residents from the mining activity. I still think we have our 100-foot buffer, even though we have this encroachment that's happened. So, okay. So I think that's my direction to the Planning Commission, is that that this would not raise to the level of delaying action if you're otherwise ready to make action on the application.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Chris, do you have any comment?
I'll just leave it with that we are working through this to try to get a resolution between all of the parties involved. It may not be moving as quickly as we'd like, but we are getting there.
Okay, good. So we've got a point here brought forward correctly by Ken, is that we legally have to take care of this, perform per our duties. Unless there is something that is, that involves the city, that would make it so we can't. So,
well, it's arguable that you could have an emergency meeting. I mean, you could meet 2 days from now as Planning Commission, if it was our discretion to do that, and we had a reason for that, and that is that the land encroachment issue is an unforeseen circumstance that we hadn't anticipated at this time. That's the other option that you could deal with. You could have an emergency meeting.
We could do the same thing by adding a seventh condition.
But that was my next question.
I don't think we can do that legally. I think we have to move on this one way or another. We either have to accept it, or unless there are issues that concern us legally as a city, I think we've got to go forward. Now, do we want to...
Well,
I think there's goodwill among the people here that they will get this resolved.
I agree. With the earth and material in the 100-foot buffer, as far as I understand the code, and I'm sure Allie and Ken can correct me, I don't think there's some sort of slope issue or some sort of safety concern with having that material in the 100-foot buffer.
Right.
So I think having it there isn't a negative effect, per se, that I would vote against this because of that material being in the 100-foot buffer.
Right.
Except that it does kind of cloud the question about property ownership, and that the boundaries themselves have now been blurred. And that's, as he says, it's a private issue. But it does have legal ramifications for Granite, as well as the homeowners that are living there, because they've encroached upon the property, and I don't know how many years it's been going. I don't know if it's boundary by acquiescence. I just don't know what your issues are, but it's not so much safety issues,
but
it is issues regarding the project itself.
So, Lisa, are you concerned that if the property line has now moved due to eminent domain or that they have use of the property and there's some sort of dual use of that property, that then the 100-foot buffer line would move?
That could be part of it. The other thing is that these people could end up in litigation, ongoing litigation down the road, which could then forestall the project. I'm concerned about what other unknown ramifications there are. As though you said, there's goodwill between the parties. We can move forward. I guess it's an issue that could also come back and be addressed later. Right.
Their attorneys are meeting tomorrow afternoon. Well, what hurt, 2 days, you still have your speedy.
Well,
the only concern I've got is that the letter here is dated April 11th. This letter via certified mail regarding this is dated April 11th, and we're just hearing about it today.
There doesn't seem to be any problem with where the property line is. I think everybody recognizes where the property line is.
Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, and that is correct. It's just the problem of how much material has been shoved onto our property. And even if we did end up losing a little bit of that via the dual use, it's up in that corner where we have the beyond 100-foot
mm-hmm.
buffer area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so I think we can move forward with this. Certainly, if we get we have discussed this at great length over the past
month.
Meetings.
Is this our fourth meeting on it? I think.
Many.
So, with what pertains to our part of this and what we've received from Allie, is there any other question, comments? I know, Lisa, you had concerns over quite a few things. You had issues, and I wonder if all those issues have been resolved to your satisfaction.
They have, in part, yet. There's only the only one that I'm a little bit concerned about is the notification language itself is there, but I thought we had an agreement that it would be at the time of closing, and then it's saying that the motion failed, and so I'm not certain if the minutes reflect what had happened. Is there going to be the notification at the time of closing or not?
Yeah, that's all in Exhibit F. Is that not? Those rules are in Exhibit F, which we have. I've never seen.
Right.
We'll take it from Allie. You've got them, I guess, Allie? They're
in the minutes, so it has your motion from the approval. And it ends with, if I can find it here. It was the motion on the Granite Ridge preliminary design plan.
Okay.
And so it's number 4 where you said, furthermore, the Planning Commission recommends rewording the language of the buyer's disclosures to identify the anticipated long-term nature.
Tell us what line number you are.
24.
Thank you.
So that's the only thing you had concerning the development agreement, because in the development agreement language that I read to you, I believe it had said closing already.
Okay.
But this was in relation to the Granite Ridge subdivision preliminary design plan. It was not at all in relation to the Granite construction mining permit.
Yeah, well, so my issue is addressed by the minutes would reflect then that at the time of closing, based upon Exhibit F, which we haven't seen, it indicates that will be when the notifications are recognized.
Yeah, I believe I read that. Yeah, I read the Exhibit F to you in the meeting, and I believe it did say at closing.
Then that's okay then.
Okay, wonderful. Any other comment on this then?
I have one more comment, and that is, as I read through the minutes, I need to apologize for, it looks as though maybe I've taken too much time in identifying issues. There's a disproportionate references to comments and questions I have in the minutes, but in good faith I'm making them, I'm raising them because I'm concerned, and I want to have the record reflect that we've had discussion on these issues. I'm not intentionally being contentious or contrary by any means.
Well, we should
That's fine.
Go ahead and put Councilmember Mumford's name in there in place of yours and half of them if you'd like.
I definitely asked a lot of questions. So I don't think we felt that way. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
We got those issues covered. Okay. So I don't think any apology is necessary. You're part of the commission.
We appreciate the due diligence.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just shows who the smartest person up here is.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, she is trained as an attorney.
I know.
Her
I know.
Skills, you know. And so, all right. Do we have? Do I hear a motion?
I will make a motion.
Okay, Ted.
You want some water?
Right.
Yeah.
This one's going to be long, but go ahead.
I'm making sure that I'm looking at the right possible motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for sand and gravel quarrying on the Granite construction property. I'll go ahead and read that part. Davis County Serial 01-120-0033, located directly south of the Granite Ridge development in the special use restricted zoning district, subject to the following conditions. One, the portion of the 4,900-foot elevation bench included in the first phase of the project must be permanently reclaimed and revegetated within 4 years. The period of the remainder of the 4,900-foot elevation bench must be permanently reclaimed with the second phase of the project. The 4,800-foot elevation bench may be temporarily reclaimed and revegetated and remain that way until it is permanently reclaimed and revegetated with the second phase of the project. Two, the north buffer zone shall contain, at a minimum, a 6-foot earthen berm and a 6-foot high fence. The earthen berm shall be closer to the mining activity than the fence. Once the earthen berm is removed, in compliance with the reclamation plan for the 30-foot benches, permanent vegetation shall be installed in the buffer zone to control dust. Three, the surety bonds for the reclamation of the property associated with the small mining permit and the large mining permit must be approved by the city engineer and be written in a way to provide access to the bond funds for both the state of Utah and North Salt Lake City. The applicant must provide proof of compliance with this condition to city staff prior to the commencement of operations. For the reclamation plan approved by the state of Utah, for both the small mining permit and the large mining permit must be the same reclamation plan approved by the North Salt Lake Planning Commission, City Planning Commission. The applicant must provide proof of compliance with this condition to city staff prior to the commencement of operations. 5. Pursuant to City Code 10-17-7D, the applicant must request the annual site investigation and submit an annual report to the city on or before April 22nd of each year. If the site investigation is not requested and an annual report is not submitted to the city on or before April 22nd for two consecutive calendar years, then the conditional use permit for sand and gravel quarrying is deemed as lapsed and no such activity may continue on the property. 6. This approval only applies to the subject property, Davis County Serial Number 01-120-0033, and does not authorize or entitle any mining or sand and gravel quarrying on any adjacent properties not included in the subject application.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further comment? Anybody on the commission? Let's move to a vote. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? Say nay. Motion passes. All right. We have another motion that we can do that is suggested here.
Can I ask a question, Ken or Allie? So on the second motion, there's a requirement that they reduce to 0 feet between adjacent mining operations. Right now, there are no adjacent mining operations at this time because it's all one parcel. So they would still have to maintain 100 feet from the UDOT parcel or the whatever, who owns that property now, because they it's not approved for mining. Is that correct?
The south property line is approved for mining, so there is adjacent there.
Okay.
But to the west. I don't think this explicitly says that it has to be existing approved mining operations. It just says between adjacent mining operations. So if the UDOT piece or the Lakeview Rock Products piece is doing mining operations or gets approval to do mining operations in the future, it still would allow for that 0 foot to the property line.
And I acknowledge that. I think that's right. If they were approved for mining at a future date, then that buffer zone would drop to 0. My question is, since there's in some question of legality of that mining operation today, can they mine within 100 feet of the neighboring parcel to the west, is my question.
Not without your approval.
If we do it as written, would they be able to mine within 100 feet of that property, is my question.
Who's they?
Will Granite be able to mine within 100 feet of the property to the west?
I believe it's written in that way because it says mining operations. It doesn't specify that those operations must be approved by the city.
So because the operation to the west is currently doing mining operations, even though they're not approved by our city, and there's some legality of that and it's zoned differently, this language would show, hey, they could mine right up to that property line.
That's how I would interpret it, yeah.
And that's the purpose. That's the purpose of the whole motion.
Well, no, the purpose of the motion is so that the mining operations to the south, they can get their stuff out of, and it's all continuous. And at some future date, when the mining to the west, we hope would be approved. I mean, I'm not really going to fight it. It's a technicality I wanted to know. Yeah. I think the land to the west should be mined. We shouldn't have a pothole here. I mean, I think the land to the west should be mined at some future time. But I'm just still not happy that we have R112 zoning, we have mining and different uses, and it's not all clarified.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a motion.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a motion then?
I could help you out, but I'm still not happy with it, 100%, but I think it's fine. So I'll move the Planning Commission approve a reduction in the requirement in North Salt Lake City Code 10-17-7.B2, which requires that 100-foot horizontal distance be maintained from any other property owner. The requirement will be reduced to 0 feet between adjacent mining operations, but will remain 100 feet from any residential property lines. My motion. The roadway of Granite Ridge isn't a residential property line, but do we really want that in there? I can include it.
I think you need.
You want it in there?
I think you should go to the minutes where you had made the comment earlier. If you go to page 30, line 302 of the minutes.
Yes.
That was the 50-foot issue with regard to the roadway.
So
I think that should be incorporated into the motion.
Okay. So I'll amend my motion to include 100 feet from any residential property line and 50 feet from any roadway.
I would say 50 feet from the...
The Granite...
Ridge.
Granite Ridge roadway?
Whatever the name of the roadway is.
What if the roadway changes names?
You could say the...
Well, Granite Ridge won't change the subdivision. It's a roadway within it. So you could say 50 feet within the roadway for the Granite Ridge subdivision.
Yeah, I think city code... I mean, I'm fine saying whatever. I think city code states you have 50 feet from a roadway and 100 feet from a residential property line, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So I think we could say, but we'll remain 100 feet from any residential property line and 50 feet from any roadway.
Okay, so we have a motion.
I second.
And a second. Any other comment on that?
Well, one question. Do we want to precede the word mining with approved? I mean, I know that you've got this squirrely question about the mining, I guess, to the west, and I'm not sure I totally understand the nuances of this, but I just wanted to ask the question if we want to clarify the word that it's approved mining activities.
I think that's a great idea.
I just want to jump in really quick
Go
and
ahead,
clarify
Allie,
that the city attorney has approved all the conditions, including that condition.
No, but if the mining activity is not mining activity that is legally,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at. If the mining activity itself is not legal, then
because it's approved by the Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining, not by the city.
I think that's the dispute, is whether they have a legal entitlement to mine. So we don't,
with or without,
you know,
city approval.
I like where you're going.
I'm not saying let's definitely do that. I'm raising
Justin.
This as a
yeah,
question.
Yeah.
I like where you're going. I think if we didn't want mining to the west, I think I'd really pursue that and
okay.
fight any legal means that the city would have to stop
okay.
continual mining to the west. But since I think that it's a compatible use to this property and that eventually we will want some agreement to have mining to the west, I could be wrong in the other planning commissioner's thoughts.
No, you're fine.
But I think because of that, I don't think I'm going to try to push to stop that. I think mining right to the edge in hopes that we could mine the rest of it at some point would be fine.
Okay, so Ryan, you are not accepting Ted's suggestion for the motion.
I was not making a recommendation to change the wording.
Okay.
I was,
no
I
need
was
for
posing
that,
a question to look for some
okay.
some guidance from my fellow commissioners. Yeah.
Okay, motion stands then, and the second. Any further questions or comments?
Yeah, I do. One comment, that is that the 50-foot buffer between the roadway and the construction concerns me as to its safety. And so I'm going to vote against this because I don't know if 50 feet is enough.
Isn't that in the code?
It is our code.
It's our code.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. In that case, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
No.
All right. We have the motion passes. All right. Let's move on to the minutes, approval of the minutes. As saying parenthetically, we hope that the three parties out here and their attorneys can come to some sort of resolution that's satisfactory to you all.
I agree.
And we think the goodwill is there to do that. All right, we have minutes. Anybody have comments on page one? On page two? I have one comment, and I would add a comma. On line 65, I would add a comma after the word trail.
Good. I saw that, too.
Page three.
Yeah, I need some clarification. This might be where Allie can help me. At line 90, Mrs. Avery responds that the development agreement has been, it's in the development agreement, but the official disclosures have not yet been drafted yet. And then in line 107, we make reference, 106 and 7, to Exhibit F, which is in regards to the disclosure methods and requirements, but not the language.
I think what I was saying in that was that the disclosure documents themselves weren't drafted, like what will actually be included in those closing documents, but the language that will be in the disclosure is already been approved in Exhibit F.
Okay, so let's say that then we would say City Council has already approved Exhibit F to the development with regards to the disclosure language. Put language after the word disclosure, right? Comma, methods and requirements.
Okay, in regards to the disclosure language.
On line 106.
Line 106. Six. Language, comma, methods, comma, and requirements.
Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Ali? All right, I have in line 105, I would swap the order of disclosed and signed.
I like that.
That would be are disclosed and signed, mm-hmm. so that the proper notification is given.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Okay, anything? Page 4. I've got one. 127, this is just wordsmithing. It would create a bathtub-like pit. Anything further on page 4? Page 5.
I have a comment here. I think that the initial motion didn't die due to a lack of second. I don't believe that it ever made it to asking for a second. So
no.
I think it just was withdrawn.
I'm not.
That's my recollection.
Oh, I second it on 177.
Okay.
I did second your motion. So I think it's right.
Well, then it didn't die due to a lack of a second.
No,
that's a subsequent motion.
I think
yeah.
that's the motion to amend.
I think it was that an amendment?
Okay.
Was that an amendment? Were you offering an amendment and we didn't?
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. My mistake.
And I have a couple changes there because they, and from lines 179 to 184, I'm not sure how the sentence is reading. It says, Baskin moved to amend the language in regards to the buyer disclosures, to say the buyer disclosures shall include signature upon purchase, signature upon each of the CCRs that are on the project, and granite. What does that mean? And granite. Signatures by granite, signatures on granite property. So I would just say take off and granite, okay?
Sure.
And then instead of the method of, I would say the notifications should include, this is what I think I meant to say, the blasting procedures and projected timelines. And then I would say at line 184, you typically, it's just more a little more elegant to say the motion failed rather than died. The motion
failed
due to lack of a second.
Yep. That's good.
I like those changes.
Lisa, I'm sorry. On the part you were talking about on the project and granite, you're referring to that there are CCNRs on the project and CCNRs on the granite construction.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yep.
Is that what that
both
meant?
Both sets of CCNRs are included.
Okay,
in that.
CCNRs that pertain or that apply
are on the project as well
to the property, to the Granite Ridge and Granite
construction
property. Okay.
Upon each of the CCRs.
Properties, IES. Okay. So we'll read that the CCI, let's see, the signature upon each of the CCRs that apply to the property, apply to the Granite Ridge and Granite Construction Properties, period.
Okay.
And then the notifications should include the blasting procedures and projected timelines, da 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 da. Okay, and then the motion failed.
Granite properties.
Properties.
I think that reflects accurately our discussion.
You.
I like that.
Okay. All right, page. Do you have it, Andrea? You got it? Okay. Page 6. Page 7. I have something. All right. The hours of operation, in line 252 and in 253, the hours of operation, to me, to see that sentence makes them opposite what they really are. It sounds like they are only permitted to make noise during the night. So what I suggest we say is operations are prohibited by the city noise ordinance between the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. September through May and 11 p.m. through 6 a.m. June through August. Does that make sense?
Yes, I like that change.
But if I can do one other thing on line 253, I think that makes sense, perfect sense. But on line 253, I would have between the hours of 10 p.m. 5:00 to 6:00 a.m., comma, September to May, semicolon, and 11:00 p.m. to 6:00 a.m., comma, June to August.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then I have an issue on line 269. I think we just missed a spacing. We need to have that be a new paragraph.
Oh, okay. Page 8. Page 9.
Yeah, on line 313.
Okay.
Could we just change Councilmember Mumford also commented to Councilmember Mumford asked? I know that I speak like I know what I'm talking about, but usually I'm just asking everything.
Okay, so you asked. Also asked that phase. Ask if
phase 1.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
This was a question.
Not a teaser. Okay.
Did you get that?
Good. On to page 10. I have two comments there, and Robert should know this.
Yeah.
Robert did not vote in either of those motions.
Unless I did it telepathically, but I was gone at 8:30.
You left a note. All future motions.
I did. I disagree with whatever you guys say. That's fine.
All right. I believe we are done. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion. Oh, we approve the minutes from the April 8th meeting 2014 as amended.
Second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? That passes. Good.
Can I oppose to adjourn? No, I'm just kidding. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Good. All right. Thank you. We're done.
Question. I wasn't trying to point out the fact that I didn't agree that he had a property right, but what I was trying to point out the fact is that I think that this could come to a very easy resolution.
Yeah.
You're not going to use the property.
But you never
you're just asserting that you have a property right. You're never going to use it. You don't even care about it.
Well, let's say Chris has every right to go in there and get that dirt out of it.
Yeah.
He pushed that off.
Yeah, he pushed that off.
That means he's got to build a wall.
Yeah, so I think it could come to a very
and
easy
it's unfortunate
resolution.
Things like this happen.
So while I think he's just looking for some recourse in time, I think we can approve this and they'll come to a resolution.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be just
really
fine.
All right, well, you did well. Yeah, right.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
I noticed that right away, so it wasn't.
I just can't imagine.
I think we were just fine. Yeah, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
She didn't sign, so did she? Yeah. Did you want her to? Because I just passed them down. She's off to some awards ceremony at the U. But I keep thinking.